There's a much publicized case in New Jersey where a teenager decided she wanted to move out of the family home, but went to court to force her parents to pay tuition in high school and tuition in college. Attorney Ken Olina is here on this week's edition of You and the Law to talk about when a child can choose to dump his or her parents. There's been this sensationalized coverage of a teenager in New Jersey who moved out of the family house and moved in with the family of her BFF and went to court asking the judge to order her parents to pay her high school tuition and her college tuition. Can the courts do that?
It depends on the circumstances, Mike. The question that was presented in New Jersey was, A, she entitled to support, and B, was she at fault or her parents at fault for the fact that they were no longer living together? And the law in New Jersey, as it is in New York, was that if a child was welcome in her home, either to her parents who are together or either parent if they're separated, subject to their reasonable rules and regulations, then she's not entitled to seek support from her parents because she has made an affirmative choice not to be in the home of a parent where she would be supported, fed, clothed, and educated.
Obviously, that assumes that she would be supported, fed, clothed, educated. When this thing goes to court, is that an issue?
It is. If the parents are patently unfit, alcohol problems, drug problems, domestic violence issues, then the child can very well be entitled to monetary support from the parent or parents with whom she's not living.
On the other side, if it's the kid who is impossible and just doesn't like the parental rules or something about her life or his life, can they win?
The child probably can't. In the Canning case, there were issues in the family last fall where she was skipping school, spending more time with her boyfriend, apparently or allegedly, than with her studies, and her parents tried to clamp down on her, which with a teenager is always a delicate task. And she moved, she stayed in her private high school, parochial school, and moved in with her best friend. And under those circumstances where she wasn't able to demonstrate or did not demonstrate any unfitness on the part of the parents, it looked pretty clear that she was going to lose.
And she did move home again. Okay, this is in New Jersey. This is hundreds of miles away. Does it happen here?
The law in New York is substantially similar. The family court support magistrates deal with this issue on a very frequent basis, where a child up to the age of 21, which is the age of support in New York, brings a petition against her parents or his parents, either together or separated, or they go on social services and social services brings a petition seeking support from a parent. And the support magistrate is required to make a determination whether the child's absence from the home is justified or the child just prefers to live apart from parents, but has found out that in the real world, food costs money and heat costs money and rent costs money, and they don't have the money to do it. So they say, well, Mom and Dad are supposed to support me. And they bring a petition or someone brings a petition on their behalf, and the support magistrate has to determine who is at fault for the fact that they're not living together. And if it's the child's desire to be independent, then they'll get their wish. They'll be independent and won't get any support.
How often does it happen around here?
Frequently. I do three or four of these a year, usually on the behalf of the parents, and I know other people in my law firm do the same thing.
The parents must come into your office and say, how can this possibly happen?
That's usually the first question. And the answer is, if the child is welcome in your home subject to reasonable rules and regulations, in other words, a curfew, you have to go to school, you have to pick up your room, you have to take out the garbage, nothing onerous or crazy, then it can't happen. It won't happen.
City, suburban, rich, poor, immigrant, old line family, boy, girl, any pattern?
It's universal. It's universal. We see it across the entire spectrum because teenagers will be teenagers. And sometimes, if not handled appropriately, they feel the only alternative is to get out. And they realize once they're out that it costs money to get out. But if the parents are reasonable and their expectations are reasonable, the court's not going to impose that burden on the parents.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Ken Olina has been here, and we're talking about independent teenagers or the quest to be independent. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.